Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Hi, this is Courtney on a recorded line. Who I have the pleasure of speaking
Hello?
with. Hi, can you hear me?
Ashley Kingdon?
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. This is Ashley.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you doing today?
Yes. I'm
How
all
are
right.
All right. My name is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards, or you're calling in regards to the NEC baby formula lawsuit, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And was this for you or a loved one?
A loved one, my
Oh,
daughter.
for your daughter? Okay. And your daughter was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. How is she doing today?
Okay.
She's doing better? Okay. Ashley, if at some time we are if at some time we are disconnected, I will call you from a 949 area code. Is this 224-480-6937? Is this your cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. There's a delay in the phone just because of the transfer, so I'm just letting you know if we are disconnected for some reason, I will call you back. Okay, so you want to see if you meet
Okay.
the cri if you want to see if you meet the criteria, and you do not have an attorney at this time, correct?
All right.
Okay, and you are willing to affirm under penalty you haven't sought legal representation or any advice from any other law firm or signed any documents, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and your child was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis. Do they suffer from any other like ongoing gastro issues, intestinal perforations, or septus, any other long-lasting injuries?
No.
Okay. And do you have the medical proofs or medical records to show proof of diagnosis, or could you obtain them if needed?
I don't have them with me
No, not like with you, but
or
you
at
like
the hospital.
at the home. Okay. And okay. And then when was your child born? What's your child's date of birth?
4/3/2016.
2016. Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, do you know when your child was diagnosed with the neck? Was it within like the first week, a couple days after they were born?
Like 14 days after they were
14 days.
consumed the milk.
Okay. And they were diagnosed
Yes.
after being fed the formula in the hospital. Do you know the name of the hospital that they were born at?
Illinois is yeah. Sorry, I'm getting the kids ready for trick or
Oh,
treating. So
okay, you're
University of
fine.
Illinois Hospital and Clinic.
All right, I'll try to go fast for you. Illinois, University of Illinois.
Where'd
No.
she go?
I understand. You got stuff going on. Let's see. Let me look really quick.
Well, baby, big down there.
All right. Okay, so is it UI Health on 1740 West Taylor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then was your child, were they ever transferred to any other hospital, or were they diagnosed and stayed in that NICU when they were born?
They stayed there.
Okay, perfect. So 2 weeks after they were born would have been, okay, she was born 4/3, April 3rd. So 2 weeks after would have been like the 17th. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
So you would say, do you want to say April 17th was when they were born, or sometime around then?
Or April. It was April 18th,
April 18th. Okay, perfect.
2016.
Perfect. Thank you for verifying that. Okay, and then To the best of your knowledge, do you remember the brand of formula that was being used in the hospital?
Infamil.
Infamil, okay. And you are the mother filing on behalf of your child. Your child is still with us. You do have signing authority, and you are a U.S. citizen, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What was the gestational age at birth? How many weeks were you when you had your child?
28 weeks.
28 weeks, okay. And then she was diagnosed at the hospital. She never left or came back. I'm sorry, say that again.
You said 28 weeks?
Yeah, how many weeks were you when you had the gestational? How many weeks were you when you had your child?
28. It sounded like you said something different.
Yeah, 28, yeah. I know there's the connection's really bad. I apologize. Let me go ahead and do this really quick. I'm going to send you a text message from my direct line. So if we something happens, I'll call you right from this number. I'm going to be your intake specialist moving forward. So if you have any questions about the lawsuit, you can contact me directly. All right. So I just text you. Okay. And then her date of birth was 4/3/2016. And she's 8 years old?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And then do you have a birth certificate you could provide if needed. Did you have any friends or family members or anyone else needed help filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Can you confirm your daughter's gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And then what's the correct spelling of her first and last name?
A as in apple. R as in Randy, M as in Michael, A as in Ashley,
mm-hmm.
N as in Nancy, I as in Igloo, Phillips, P as in Paul, H as in Henry, I as in Igloo, L as in Linda, L as in Linda, I as in Igloo, P as in Paul, S as in Sam.
Okay. Armani Phillips?
Yes.
It's a cute name. Okay. And then she has no suffix in her name. Do you know the last four of her social?
No.
Okay. Are you able to get it? Because I'm going to need it before I submit the documents, Ashley.
Sorry. Yes, I'm about to pull I'm grabbing it right now.
Okay.
1 second. I believe it's 6677, but hold on 1 second. Be sure. Yep, 6677.
6677, perfect. Okay, and then your first name's Ashley. Your last name's Kingan. K-I-N-G-A-N, correct?
Yes.
Okay. No suffix in your name. What is what is your marital status at this time? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. And then confirm your gender for me.
Female.
And then what is your date of birth?
4/20/1988.
All right. And then can you confirm the last four of your social?
4159.
Thank you. Okay. And then I have ashley.kingan1988@gmail.com as your email. 224-480-6937 as your cell phone. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you?
Anytime before 3 o'clock p.m.
Okay. And then what's the current mailing address?
844 South McAllister Avenue, Apartment 2, Waukegan, Illinois, 60085.
How do you spell McAllister? Is it MC?
MCALISTER.
Okay, South McAllister. And I'm sorry, what? Where is it in?
Excuse me?
It's 844 South McAllister Avenue.
I couldn't. Yes.
In
apartment 2.
In Illinois.
Waukegan, Illinois.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you. Sorry, the breakup in the phone is really bad. Okay, and then it's 60085.
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Okay, we're almost done.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you do have a power of attorney. You do have the birth certificate. Ashley, did you want me to put the father's name, or should I just leave that part blank?
Leave that blank.
Okay. Is there any issues with custody or family abuse or drug abuse that we should be aware of?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then at any time during your pregnancy, did you have hypertensive disease, placental insufficiency, or delayed cord clamping?
No.
No? Okay. And then your child was premature?
No, ma'am.
Born in the state of Illinois, correct?
Can you repeat that? It went in and out.
Your child was premature and was born in the state of Illinois, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your daughter went into the NICU on 4/3/2016. Do you know when she was discharged from the NICU?
Like when she... It was 6. You said when she was discharged from the NICU?
Yeah. When did you bring her home?
Going in and out. I'm sorry.
It's okay. When did she come home?
6/5/2016. So June 5th.
All right.
2016.
Thank you. And then it's Armani Phillips. Okay, and then how much, what was her birth weight?
4 pounds, 5 ounces.
Perfect. Thank you for verifying that. And then when was it that you had a connection between the baby formula and receiving the NIC diagnosis? Like, she started using the formula when she was born, and then when did you guys stop using it, and when was the connection?
You said when was the connection? I stopped using it April 18th.
Does she still have gastro issues still at this time? Is she still is she still suffering from gastro issues now? Like, does she still have stomach problems? Kind of, or get like,
no.
Okay. What about, like, does she have growth issues or anything like that? Learning disability. She.
No.
Okay.
Why is he crying? We're going trick or treating. Just give it a minute. She'll be right back.
Okay. And then it's okay. It's okay. I got kids too. She stopped using it on 4/18/2016. So she was only using it for about 2 weeks, correct? About approximately. Yeah, that's like 2 weeks.
Yes.
And then was she only getting formula and fortifier in the hospital, or was she able to get any type of breast milk?
No breast milk.
Okay. All right. So she was fed formula and fortifier in the hospital. After drinking the cow-based milk, did you notice any type of, like, symptoms? Like, did she have vomit, apnea, swollen belly, trouble feeding, constipation, diarrhea?
She had, she was throwing up, like, green vomit. She had bloody stool. Her stomach was hurting. and she was like breathing funny, so she had breathing issues.
Apnea, okay. And then did she undergo any type of surgery because of the neck? Like, did she have to undergo any laparotomy surgery or any type of...
Yes.
Okay, so she had a laparotomy?
Yes.
Okay. Did she have a Penrose drain or anything?
Ma'am.
Like, did she have to have a Penrose drain put in or anything?
No.
Okay. And then what about, like... antibiotics, an NG, a feeding tube, anything like that?
No.
Okay. So she just did the round of antibiotics after the surgery for 2 weeks?
Can you repeat that?
She just did a round of antibiotics after the surgery?
Yes.
When was her surgery date? Do you know the surgery date?
4/20/2016.
Okay. Oh my gosh, on your birthday?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my goodness. And then I'm so sorry you had to go through that. Did she ever have to have assisted ventilation? She had a PICC line, obviously. PICC line. Do you remember the Bell stages at all? Like, was she advanced? Proven. I'm sorry, what?
No.
No? Okay. You don't remember? Yeah, it was a long time ago. Okay. And then, so we do request a emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. This is just basically so we can continue the case for you and your loved ones. They will only contact the emergency contact number if sometime you become unresponsive. You can put someone that lives with you or doesn't. It's completely up to you. Was there someone you wanted to put?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I'll just put NA. Hold on. Actually, I'm just going to put your phone number. Ashley.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so we're almost done. Did you know the doctor who was her, do you know her doctor's name?
Dr. Saba Ahmed.
Do you know how to spell it?
S-A-B-A-A-H-M-A-D.
All right, hold on. Say it one more time. Probably. But how do you, what's the, that's the first name or the last name?
That was both first and last name. The first name is S as in Sam, A as in Apple, B as in Boy, A as in Apple.
Okay.
The last name is A as in Apple, H as in Henry, M as in Money, A as in Apple, D as in Dad.
Okay. And he is in Illinois, correct? Yes.
Yeah.
Or Saba. Nope, that's not them. Pediatrician, here we go. Is it a lady?
No.
It's a man? Okay, that's not her. Why can't I find it? Saba. Hold on 1 second. Okay, I found him. All right. Hold on 1 second. We're almost to the end. I just have to put this information. 4/20/2016 was the last time she was treated for neck with her surgery, the laparotomy surgery. All right. One second, we're almost there. Did you have any other information that you maybe want me to put in the file to help support the case?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And how's she doing today? Is she doing better?
Yes.
Okay. Any type of hold on one second. Was she in third grade?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So just to verify, Ashley, you are filing a claim on behalf of your daughter, Armani, who was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis on 4/18/2016 at UI Health in Chicago, Illinois. The brand of formula was Infamil. You are a U.S. resident. Your gestational age was 28 weeks. Her birth date is 4/3/2016. I have her first name as Armani. Last name Phillips, Phillips.
Yes.
I have your first name is Ashley Kingman.
Yes.
Your birthday is 4/20/88. Your last of your four social is 4/1/59. I have your address as 844 South McAllister Avenue, Apartment 2, Waukegan, Illinois, 60085. And I have your approximate dates in the NICU, 4/3/2016 to 6/5/2016. And she was diagnosed in the NICU at the hospital. She weighed 4 pounds, 5 ounces. She started using baby formula 4/3/2016 to 4/18/2016. Only fed formula and fortifier in the hospital. Her laparotomy surgery was performed on 4/20/2016. And okay, that seems, I think I have everything right. What's going to happen is the system's generating the documents for me to, for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. It just takes a moment. Have you ever done what's it called? Okay. And you did have medical records, or you could get them if needed, correct? Oops.
I don't have them on me. They're at the hospital and I'm located out of town. So.
But I'm just saying you could get them if needed.
Yeah.
Okay. So the system's generating the documents,
yeah,
but
no,
you've done a DocuSign agreement before? They're going to pull medical records anyways. They just want to see if you have them or if you can get information to help support the case.
Yeah, no, I don't have them, and I have no way of going to get them.
Okay.
I'm out of town, so I have no way to get to them.
Okay. Have you ever done a DocuSign agreement?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to text it to you. It's pretty self-explanatory. You're just going to follow the prompt to review and sign the document. I'm texting it to your phone right now. It'll say Courtney at Massport Strategies has sent you a DocuSign agreement. You're going to want to press review and sign. If you put me on speakerphone, I can walk you through it. It's really easy. What you do is you just follow the prompt, press continue, start, adopt and sign your signature with your finger, press accept, and then tap the fields where it asks you to initial, and then press finish. And then let me know once you press finish.
Envelope 1,000 to email. Recognize this email. Continue.
Yes.
Please review And to press start to begin.
Yep.
Okay. Initial here. Oh, once you do it once, it does it yourself.
Yeah. And then you just tap the fields and then let me know when you press.
When it says finish. Finish?
Press finish.
Okay. All right, it says you're done signing. You may download or print.
Yeah, you can download it. It's also going to send you a copy to your email, but I suggest downloading it just so that you have it. So now that you have done that, what's going to be happening, you know, before I wrap up the call, what's going to be happening in the next 48 hours, the attorneys will be calling you. So I just want to emphasize like how important you are in this role. We can only help you if you're responsive to the attorneys when they reach out to you. And, you know, we ask you if you can, if you can obtain any documents, discharge paperwork, birth certificates, death certificate, social security, driver's license, or itemized reports from the insurance company, we ask you to obtain those. They're going to pull medical records anyways. However, whatever you can do to build your case, I do recommend getting. Also, it's really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. This is a legal contract, okay? So, moving forward, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you their direct contact information as well, okay? Also, Also, if you have any questions, you can reach me at that 949 phone number. That's my direct line to my desk. My first name's Courtney.
Okay.
And then the phone number you're going to want to watch out for, I just texted it to you. It's a 713 phone number. So 713-664-45555. Oh. Save that number because that's going to be the attorneys.
Yes, I see it.
Okay, Ashley. Again, my sympathy goes out to you and your family. Right. Have fun with your kids trick-or-treating. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank
you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.